Australia's press freedom has hit an all-time low after it was revealed by the Reporters of San Frontier's World Press Freedom Index that the country has suffered a staggering decline of 20 places since 2018. Australia is now 39th on the index, with the recent drop being largely caused by the 2019 AFP raid on News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst. Andrew Hellinger asked Jason Boslin, Associate Professor for the Melbourne Law School at the University of Melbourne, what the new position on the index meant for Australia.
Well, I suppose in terms of Australia, we have taken a hit when it comes to that ranking for a number of reasons. One is to do with the fact that we had the raids a few years ago, the raids in the ABC office by the Australian Federal Police, and then also the raid of Annika Smethurst, the news journalist's home, in order to obtain, in both instances, confidential documents that they had based some reporting on. So it was that high-profile event, I think, which has had an impact. There were other things as well. I mean, defamation law has been an issue in Australia for decades and decades. There were some reforms last year that went through, but we're yet to see what impact they're going to have. So there are a range of factors, I think, which have resulted in this. One sort of particular feature of Australia compared to sort of other jurisdictions is that we don't have a Bill of Rights that protects freedom of speech, and nor do we have freedom of speech protected as an aspect of the Constitution, except in very narrow circumstances. So I think there are a range of different factors.
Well, Attorney General Mark Dreyfus assured Australians that his government was going to be doing something about press freedom, almost as though it's a sort of transition away from what the coalition's policy was. Why exactly would he be trying to shift that stance that the Morrison government seemed to be imposing on them?
Well, interestingly, the Morrison government also had committed to some amendments to the warrants regime at the federal level, which is exactly the same thing that Mark Dreyfus, the Attorney General, has committed to. And so that proposal is contained in a Parliamentary Joint Committee on Security and Intelligence report, where they came up with some recommendations for reform. So both the opposition and the government, I imagine, would support those reforms. We argue that they are wholly inadequate to protect press freedom, and that's why we really wrote the article that we have, and we've done the research that we've done.
In what ways are these sort of new laws actually inadequate? Are they unable to protect journalists when they're going on overseas or when they're whistleblowers? Does it put people who actually are whistleblowers at risk?
No. The main weakness is that they don't allow for the media to contest a warrant before it's executed. Now, that's not the case in other jurisdictions, other comparable jurisdictions such as the United Kingdom and Canada, where there are very robust protections for journalists against warrants. The proposal in the PJCIS report was simply that when a warrant is applied for by the police, there should be a public interest advocate there to represent the interests of the press, but the press aren't notified themselves. So really, that whole process is really just paying lip service to press freedom, because the public interest advocate won't necessarily know why certain documents shouldn't be accessed via a warrant. So what impact that might have on sources, for example, coming forward in the future, or what it might disclose more broadly. So there are definitely concerns there that really this is just a very weak response, particularly when you put it into an international comparison with countries such as the UK and Canada. I should add also the US has a complete ban on warrants against journalists, except for in very narrow circumstances. So we really are an outlier when it comes to the protections, and we would be an outlier even if the proposed reforms were adopted.
In terms of the increase that we've seen in police raids and police sort of interference with journalists, how significant is that when you compare to other countries, and how has it become such a bigger issue now? Is there certain things that journalists are discovering now that wasn't so much in the police's interest before?
Oh, look, I've got no empirical kind of evidence of that. But what I would say is that just sort of speaking to journalists and the sort of, you know, anecdotes that I'm hearing is that journalists are much more cautious about what they're willing to reveal to the public, because they are concerned about about their source, about their confidential information being obtained, and also the threat that their confidential sources might be disclosed. The other dimension to all of this is that we don't have any protections for journalists when it comes to the commission of certain offences. And we're talking here about sort of, you know, offences where a journalist might come into possession of national security information. For example, it might be given to them by a source. Now, it is an offence to have certain national security information in your possession. For journalists, that's a real problem because it criminalises the very act of journalism.
Jason Boslin, Associate Professor for the Melbourne Law School at the University of Melbourne, speaking there with Andrew Hellinger.